Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, the last and final Daf of our Dear Masechta of Basra, longest Masechta in Shas, in Dafim actually. You know, the Vilna Gaon calculated that actually the longest Masechta in words is Masechas Brachos. But the longest in Dafim is Baba Basra, Kufay and Vav. We are holding on line 5 off the top. Okay? Hoytil of Ksav Yadoi, Shulchayev Loi, Gavim Nuchas of Necharin. So the Mishnah made that distinction between a documented loan, Milva Bishtar, which gives you the ability to collect even from Nechasa Mishubadim, which means properties that the borrower may have sold after he took out that loan, and then, of course, he defaulted on the loan. You can go to the buyers, take it back from them, because the shtar with the edim on it, that's the main point, the edim on the shtar make the tumult, they create the coil, they publicize matters, and buyers should have taken care, should have been more careful before buying into this fellow's, you know, assets. But if it's a ksav yada, it's just his handwriting, meaning it's an IOU, or certainly if it's totally undocumented, then you can only go to things that he has available, but not things which have been tied up. Now comes an interesting shaila. Let's say it's not really a document, an official document. It is an IOU, but it has been taken to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin compare the handwriting and they certify, they ratify the shtar. They confirm that in fact it's legitimate. The handwriting on the shtar matches to the with the loiva's handwriting, it's real, it's genuine. Boy mine rabba bar noson, he asked the question of Yechon. Huchsuk sav yodoi bebezin mai. So this IOU featuring the borrower's handwriting had been confirmed as genuine. So Bezin sort of ratifies it. Does that elevate its status? Does it now turn into a documented loan? In which case, the lender has the ability to go to Nechasa Mishubadim. It becomes sort of like a formal document with the power of publicity, right? My Armalais, he says, no, makes no difference. Fact is, there are no Edom on this. The Edom are the ones who, you know, make waves. There are no Edom here. Armalais, even though the Ksavyad had already been certified and, you know, authenticated, the lender can collect, but only if he finds assets in the hands of the borrower. Things which are available, but not from the Mishubadim. Masiv Rami Bar Chama, Avakashi, from a Brisa and Meseches Gittin. Shloisha Gittin Psulim. There are three types of divorce documents, which are Psulim, which means Midrabanan, they're not meant to be used because they're lacking some sort of critical, you know, element within them. Vimnisis, but if she goes ahead and uses it to remarry, Avad Kasha, the child that's born later is deemed legitimate, meaning B'di'evita works. What are these three examples? Veiluhein, Kosav B'Ksav Yadoi, Veinol Veidim. So the get features the handwriting of the husband, but there are no witnesses on the actual, there are no signatures. And Rashbam explains, it was delivered to the Isha in front of Edim, so they see the delivery and all that, but it's not been signed, which is something which is required in the Rabbanim. Yeshal of Edim Eimizman, say there are witnesses signed on the get, but there's no date on it, which is again a very important requirement, very important element. Thirdly, yesh bo yizman, it's dated properly, vein bo yiladech, but only has one eid on the shtar. Harei lo shloisha gittin psulim, these are three sort of, you know, invalidated shtaris. But b'di'eved, they are effective, im nisis avlat kosh. Blazo oimer, look, afo bish enol of eidim, even if the shtar, the get, had no eidim, it's perfectly fine. Because as long as there are eidim present, when you deliver the get to the Isha, Elishan is son in law of the Edom, you give it to him in front of Edom, Kosher, Lechatchil, that's good. And if it's a loan document, you can use it to collect from, you know, even from Chasim Shubadim. This is Rabbi Lezer Shita, he holds that Edom Mesiro Karti, the Edom on the actual, you know, sign on the document are just, you know, it's an added, you know, it's preferred to have them there, but it's not really important as long as the Edom witness the handing over of the document. Oh, so what do we see from here? That even if there are no Edom on the shtar itself, it's just this fellow's handwriting. But there were Edom when it was delivered, that's enough. And certainly says the Gemara in our case, where they took the IOU to the Bezdin, who analyzed it and ratified it, of course it has the same koyach. It can be goyve and chasam shabbat. Answers the Gemara, no big difference between the two. Shani Hosam, there it's very different. Because the Mishas Ksiva, initially when they wrote the Shtar, in Reb Lezer's case, he wrote the Shtar knowing that it's going to be delivered in front of Edom, knowing that the Edom that are going to be present during that formal handover of the Shtar, they're going to activate the Shtar, so to speak. They're going to spread the word. They're going to publicize it. So the initial intention, the plan was to use it as a regular document. So even though they're not featured in the actual Shtar, so what? The lender, the borrower, knew good and well. He knew good and well that the Edom are going to be present, it's going to be part of the process, and it's going to become public, and Mishas Ksivu, the Shibud Nafshe, he was committing himself and his assets to this Shibud. And therefore, it allows you to collect from Mishabotim, as opposed to our story. It's a mere IOU. And as Rashbam explains, it wasn't written in a Shtar format, you know, as opposed to that case where it was written as like a regular Shtar. Here it was just IOU. It wasn't a Lashon of Shtar. He's not expecting Edom to be involved, whether in written form or in physical form, right? And therefore, even though the Bezin certified the Shtar, it doesn't matter. Certified the IOU, it doesn't matter. There was no commitment to do Shibur on the Nechasim, and therefore it has no power to collect from Nechasim Shabbat. Okay, let's shift to the Halach of the Arev mentioned in the Mishnah. The concept is that the Arev commits himself if he feels benefit. He feels that he has amna. Look, give him the money, I might say so. Lend him the money by trusting me. If he lends him the money based on my say-so, that empowers me, right? Gives me that boost of, you know. So I'm willing to commit myself to back up the loan. But if I come after the fact, whether he lent him the money already, I'm just coming to save the day, or I'm putting my name in all on the bottom after the Edom, you know, that's a different story, right? The mission says, well, according to Rishmoel, his commitment is limited. He's meshubad, but only his available assets. But his nechasim meshubadim, the arev's nechasim meshubadim, not committed to this loan because there are no edom on it. The edom have already signed the shtar, and then he comes in after. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Banana says, well, he's not committed at all because he's sort of, you know, a fifth wheel. So basically, from the Rashbam, from the Varshim, it sounds like the two things are very similar. The standard classic Arev is where he's there instructing him. He's there assuring the lender, please, give him the money. Trust me, I'll pay it back if there's any problem. His name is on the Shtar before the Edom. So the Edom sort of cover, address everything, and publicize everything. But either way, if he shows up after the money had already been lent, he's just coming to salvage the, save the, protect the borrower from being harassed by the lender. So it wasn't like the loan was issued based on his say-so. So in that case, he isn't necessarily committed. Likewise, in the case where his name came in after the shtar had already been done. So again, his commitment is either lessened or non-existent. Orav ayetz lach chisim shtoris. Amar Rav. Koidim chisim shtoris, goyim nechasim shabotim. Yeah, if his name comes in before the Shtar had been signed, so basically the Edom came in beneath him, so they publicize everything, including his commitment. So now even his Nechasim Shabbat, the Arev's Nechasim Shabbat are committed to this loan. La'achisim Shtaris, but if his name came in after the Shtar had already been sealed up and signed, Goyv Nechasim Necharin is committed, but only his available assets, because the point is that there's no publicity on his Arevas, on his commitment. You can't hold the buyers of his assets responsible. Zimnan Amar Rav, a different time, Rav said, Afilu koidim chisim shtoris, even if the Arev signed in before the Shtar, you know, the Edom had signed their names, he came in before, in the right place, still, only his available assets are committed to this commitment. And this seems to contradict the earlier Rav, who says, well, if you came in time, you're fully committed. Kashi the Rav the Rav. Like Kashi answers like this. It all depends how he wrote his name. How the Kasa be plainly orange. If he worded his commitment as follows. Plainly, such and such person, let's say his name is Chaim, right? Chaim Mishmael. Arev, I'm an Arev, to the aforementioned loan. He didn't add the letter Vav, which sort of connects him to the story. Just plain the Arev. It's like a new fresh clause. In that case, he's not really inserting himself into the actual shtar. He's sort of standing alone. He's not incorporated into the shtar and into the shibud of a shtar. Right, so now the Edom, who signed beneath him, aren't necessarily including him in the shtar. They're testifying regarding the shtar, not the standalone statement. Even though it's sequentially, it's stated before the Edom. So what? But it's without the Vav, it's a separate sentence. So maybe they're sort of ignoring him, they're signing only on the top. Oh, the Kasavei Uplein Yorub. But if he said Uplein Yorub with a Vav, he's connecting himself to the previous portion of the shtar. So the Edom beneath are covering everything as one. And now he's Meshuvah totally and completely. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon seems to disagree. He says, Echot Zev Echot Zev, whether it's this way or that way, Eina Goyvel Nechaz Mnechern, the Arev is only committed in a limited fashion, only from Nechaz Mnechern. We don't deem his commitment as a documented commitment. Asks the Gemara, really? Even if he added the Vav, the prefix, which connects him, V'afagav the Kasa Be Uplein the Arev? If he said Uplein the Arev, why not? Masiv Rav Avakash. So it seems that Rabbi Yochanan disregards the Vav. Even then we say maybe it's a standalone statement, it's not been absorbed in the Shtar, really? Masiv Rav. I'll tell you a similar halacha. Eidim achasumen al shela shalom beget. We have a brice. So you have a get. On the bottom, the husband sort of, send regard, he writes in, send regards to such and such, right? And then you have the Eidim on bottom. The get is possible. You know why? Chashinan, there's always a concern. Shema al she'elah shalim chasrum. Maybe they signed on the regards, the line which preceded their signature. They weren't referring to the entire get. They signed to confirm this regard, this request, and maybe they'll actually send regards, whatever. Whatever they're thinking, right? So it's no good. Vama Ravo. But Ravo explained from Rabbi Yechanan, the didim of Farshalim Neder Rabbi Yechanan, was explained to me the name of Rabbi Yechanan. It depends if the regards is with a vav or without a vav. So he concluded the get by writing, She'ilu, go ask that person, my wife, whatever, regards, without the vav, puzzle. So now it's a standalone, separate statement. So now the Edom beneath it, perhaps, are connecting just to that, not to the previous portion of the get. But if he added the vav, she'ilu, so he concluded the text of the get, she'ilu, and send regards, and now we have the Edom, followed by the Edom, it's kosher, it's fine, because it's all one big star. And that's Rabbi Yechanan. And now also by the order of Rabbi Yechanan seems to say that even with the Vav it's not connected. Answer, Hachanami, the cause of plain the Arev. Rabbi Yechanan over here also meant that without the Vav it's a problem. But with the Vav it's good. Exactly, like Rav said, Yochi Hainu the Rav. So then it's exactly like Rav, so why is there Machlekes here? We seem to have a Machlekes here. We have a Rav and a Rabbi Yechanan. Eimo. Modified. What we meant to say is v'cheinam Rabbi Yechanan. There's no machlokes at all. Both Rav and Rabbi Yechanan are on the same exact track. If the Arev comes in and says plain the Arev, that's a problem. Ooh, plain the Arev, then that's fine. So again, if the Arev comes in too late, all the way at the end, after the Edom, so Rabbi Shmuel says he's only committed from Nechas b'nei Chirin. It's not considered a documented commitment. Abananas discounts the entire commitment. He says, it's after the fact, it's not really binding at all. And he brings a mashal. Look, imagine you find a guy being attacked in the street for money that he owes, and you come to his aid, and you promise the lender to take care of it. Are you then really committed? No, you're just saving the person's skin. That's Abananas' argument. Masa ubof nebri shmol. Omer rabba brachan rabbi yechon. Even though we find that Rabbi Shmuel very much praised Bananas and his analytical abilities and his expertise in monetary issues, you should know halacha kamoise. In terms of halacha, we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel, that even though the Arev pulled in after the Chasima Sa'idim, he's Meshubad, of course in a limited way, Mechasa ben Echer, but he's still Meshubad. Iboilu. So that's because, he came in on the shtar, but after the Edom. But what about this extreme case where you just want to save a friend in the street. Iboilu b'chanuk, fellow's being strangled in the street. This person comes and commits to paying back the loan. Would Rabbi Shmuel agree to Ben Anas in this extreme case that really the Erev is not being serious? Mali Amar Rabbi Shmuel, what would Rabbi Shmuel's opinion be in that case? So we basically have two separate discussions in the Mishnah. One is a case where he signed on at the end of the shtar. Ben Anas, Rabbi Shmuel says it's partially committal, and Ben Anas says no, it's not binding at all. And we have the case where he totally came after the fact, just trying to save a person in the street. So would Rabbi Shmuel agree, at least in that case, in the second case, that the Ariv is not seriously committing to paying up the loan, he's just trying to save this person's life? Tal Shema, we have a right on Rabbi Yaakov, on Rabbi Yechon, Cholokoy Rabbi Shmuel af b'chanak. Even in that case, Rabbi Shmuel holds, the fact is, he sees this person in distress, and he's serious about committing to pay up the loan, to save him, right? It's not just that he's doing a mitzvah and trying to, get the person off his back. It's a serious commitment. He's a man of his word. So Rabbi Shmuel would hold that even in that case, he commits himself. So now the next question is, okay, once we've established that there's a double machlekes, how do we paskin? Halacha k'moyisoy? Do we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, the Erev is committed? Or perhaps not? Toshma, the Chayasa Ravin, or Rabbi Yechanan. Ravin came, he quoted Rabbi Yechanan. Yep, cholokoy Rabbi Shmuel af b'chanuk. Rabbi Shmuel maintains his position even in the case of the Chanuk. And even in that case, we pass like him, the Arab is committed. But Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, in this case of the Chanuk, he's only committed if v'kano miyada, if there was an actual kinyan done. Words mean nothing. He's just trying to save him. But if he makes a kinyan, that's formal, that's serious. Chanuk v'kano miyada mishtabit. In this case, a kinyan is required to be considered a true obligation. Now let's make an inference, a diyuk, mechlal, apparently, the Arav Ba'oma. If it's just a regular Arav, not a regular Arav, it means an Arav that's not trying to save a person's life, right? But it's an Arav that, let's say, even came after. The money had already been loaned, but it's not such an extreme case, we're just trying to save the person's life. So in that case, any Arav, mechlal, the Arav Ba'oma loy ba'i kinyan. A typical Arav, whether the money was issued by his because of his say-so, or whether the money had already been issued, but he came in and he committed himself. You don't need a kinyan, right? He has to stand by his word, by his commitment. Upligi de Rav Nachman. This statement seems to disagree. Is it clear machlokes with Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman? It depends. That unless the loan was issued in your presence, meaning it was issued because of your say-so, that gives you that satisfaction, and therefore you, in exchange for that, how now you're committing yourself. Otherwise, if it was a loan that had already been issued, and you're coming after the fact to commit as a guarantor, in that case, you're only committed if you make a kinyan. So, if Bezdin trusted you, so let's say the lawyer is in trouble, and you walk into the Bezdin, and you say, you know what, Rabbi Yisai, I'll come and bail him out. And the Bezdin trusts you, right? So that gives you a real hano. So in that case, who the lawyer by kinyan? In that case, you don't have to make a kinyan. You're committed. You're firmly committed. Habamo, but in a typical case where there's no Bezdin involved, and you come in after the loan has already been issued, and you come in to back up the borrower, by kinyan. Unless you make a kinyan, you're not committed. But the conclusion is like this. Ori b'shas matan boys. If you're there as the money is being issued, right? So it's on your trust, on your word, on your say-so. B'shas matan mois, lo bei kinyan. You have so much hano, so much satisfaction. You don't need a kinyan for that shibut. Achar matan mois, but if you come after the issuance of the loan, and now you come to back up the loan, you don't really have that true hano that they trusted you, right? You're just trying to. So bei kinyan, in that case, it's not deemed to be serious unless you make a kinyan. As opposed to Arev the Bezdin, if it was done in the context of the Bezdin, and Bezdin placed their trust on you, that gives you real boost, real prestige. Loy boy kinyan, in that case you're committed even without an actual kinyan. You know why? The Ba'ayah no, the Mehemaleh, because the Bezdin trusts you. That gives you great satisfaction, and therefore, in exchange, you fully commit yourself. Gomer Meshabed Nafshi. And interestingly, we speak about the Orev, right? So I once heard the Medrash that, you know, Hashem gave us the Torah. Who was our Orev? So the Medrash says, Tinoiko Shabbos Rabban, the children, right? So I was thinking, you know, in what way are the children guaranteeing our commitment to Torah? How are they our guarantors? So in a very simple way, you can say that, you know, there's a kasha, the pasuk says, V'shinantam uvanach v'dibarat abam. Right? And it says, V'lmatam oisim espanechem v'dabir abam. Torah speaks all about teaching the kids. Why doesn't the Torah say, learn Torah and then teach? It sounds like it goes the other way. Teach your children, right? V'shinantam uvanach v'dibarat abam. And that way, right? First teach the kids and then learn Torah. Shouldn't it be the other? So the point is that sometimes a person finds it hard. It's challenging to sit down and learn, to focus, to, you know, garner his full, you know, mental faculties and immerse himself in a blat gemara. You know what keeps us on our toes? You know what keeps us on track? The kids. You have to teach the kids, right? Our commitment to the Tenei Kol Shabbos Rabban. Right? Got to keep fresh, got to keep energetic, got to be a good example for the kids. And kids are also talmidim, right? Chazal say, Vishnatum Vanecha. Kids, the term kids, sometimes a reference to talmidim, to students. So the kids, the students, they're the ones that keep us on our toes, keep us fresh, keep us alert, keep us focused. So sometimes it goes the other way around. It's because of the kids. Torah says, Vishnatum Vanecha, you want to ensure your own limud HaTorah. Commit yourself to teaching the kids. Your own kids, talmidim, or whatever. Vishnatum Vanecha, that will keep you focused, keep you fresh, keep you excited about Torah. That will bring you to Ladaber Bums. That explains the Chazal, perhaps, that the Arevim, who guaranteed our Kabbalah HaTorah, our continued immersion in Torah, these are the Tinoika Shabbos Rabban that keep us excited, keep us fresh, keep us into learning, Shi'obi Zeicha. To continue learning with Geshmak, with Hasmada, with Simcha, Hadron Loch Geit Poshut, Uslikalov Mesechas Bar Ravasra. It's been a great schus and a pleasure to spend such a long Mesechta together. We should be Zoicha to continue having the Seat Geshmaya, to learn with happiness, Besimcha, Tuv Leva, like the Rambam says in Nachas Tshuva. That gives us all the brachis that Hashem promises in the Torah. All the Avtochis, Sheba Torah, is only when we learn Besimcha, we connect to Hashem with our hearts, with a passion, with a love. To continue learning b'simcha, gezuntheit, with parnasa berevach, with nachas from our kids, from our talmidim, ad b'yizkor tzedek. It's really been a pleasure. It's chus to learn together. Maybe b'zeicha to learn many more mesechtas together. Ad b'yizkor tzedek, meher b'meinu. Amen. Mazel tov.